Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
From the HannityAutos.com studio inside EverBank Field, Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor, celebrating a Jaguars win over the Dolphins 23-20. The Jaguars have a 500 record for the first time since 2011 when they started that season 1-1. And boy, what a way to finish this game, guys. The Jaguars offense finally gets down the field on the last drive for the field goal. But the defense in the second half today, with guys cramping on the field, limping off here and there, they fight through that whole second half after giving up that early touchdown and get it done today, Fred.
What adversity. Whatever. I think the team, both sides of the ball played great. But the defense, man, they turned it up when they needed to. They made the plays they needed to make. We ended up with victory.
Freddie, hardly any pressure in this game until it mattered most, right? And then all of a sudden you see Odrick on back-to-back plays get the sack, get the batted ball, almost cause the safety down there near the end zone. Then you see Scuda on that last drive flying in there, batting another ball. All of a sudden, when they needed it most, it showed up.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about what happened before or who's out there. The guys that are out there have to be the guys that are going to make the plays in order to be victorious. And the part that I like the most is they erased last week. Neither side really played great, but the defense has been a little bit more consistent in their play. And they came out again today and they showed it.
So important, I think, to finish that one off, too, because as well as they played and as much guts as they showed from a football sense in that game, if you don't score there, and if Miami is able to somehow pull that game out in the final few minutes, it's very similar. Great offensive first half, much better even than last week, but then no points on the board. For them to just hang around, trade punches, and obviously a tip of the cap to the defense to keeping them in there, but to come up with a big drive when they had to have it, it's going to make everybody in this town feel good, or at least for a week.
And that's what it's all about. I think it was just a slugfest for a while, punt by both sides, both teams. And then the coaches went in there and they made the necessary little tweaks. You know, Marquise Lee, he showed up big right there in that last drive. Blake, again, you got to love the guy. He stands in there. He takes the hits. He takes, the criticism. He takes all of the shots that everybody throws at him. But he's standing in there and he's delivering. And he's making the plays when they need to make it.
Jaguars postgame, we're awaiting the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. I'm sure there's some celebration happening in the Jaguars locker room right now. He'll come out and speak with Jeff Lagerman coming up. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor. The offensive play in this first half, Allen Robinson steps up and has a huge day, certainly in the first half, finished with 6 catches, 155 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And this receiving crew as a whole, for the most part, stepped up and made plays today. They made the catches today, Fred.
Yeah, I mean, again, you go back and you look at the crew, the guys that are out there, and you say, hey, are these the same guys? I mean, they made unbelievable catches. And AR-15 is what, I guess that's his Twitter or Instagram handle. I've gotten used to saying it. He was definitely out there firing like an AR-15, man. You got to love what he did today.
Yeah, and nothing easy for him today either. No. Every catch he made was contested or he had to contort his body, Fred. And, Gus talked this week about how the players weren't aggressive. It wasn't all the play calling. Part of that was Blake not throwing some of those 50-50s last week, but today he came out and clearly they're going to take shots downfield and they're going to throw to covered receivers and show that they believe in these guys, and that belief paid off.
And that's what the league is about. It's about making plays. You give guys an opportunity to make the play. As soon as you sit back there and you're hesitant on whether I should design this play or that play, you know what? Just get the ball in your playmaker's hand or at least give them an opportunity to be successful, and that's what the coaches did today.
Jaguars postgame, awaiting the first word of the head coach, Gus Bradley. Jeff Lagerman will then go inside the Jaguars locker room. That's coming up as the Jaguars celebrate a 23-20 win over the Miami Dolphins and improve to 1-1. But they went into this game, Fred, with injuries. Starting left tackles out today. Luke Jokel, Jonathan Cyprian out today. Grotz out. I mean, they had some frontline guys. Julius Thomas, Cedric Marks. All these guys are out before you even kick off this game,
right?
And they fight through with backup.
And that's a testament to a lot of things. More specifically, importantly, the coaching staff. You know, you got to get the next guy ready. A lot of times, if you're coaching a number one guy and you're so dependent upon that one guy, the other guys in the meetings tend to drift away and lose focus. But here you have a coaching staff who they preach depth. They have guys that are ready. In this show today, the young guys got out there, and they made it happen when they needed to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we looked at Sam Young a lot coming into this game.
Right.
I didn't think Sam Young was a great liability in this football game, Fred.
Yeah, you know what? I have to be honest. You know, it is a little scary thought, you know, but I thought Sam did well.
I think so.
You know, he held his own. I didn't see a whole lot of max protections or backs releasing, chipping to help him. You know, they put it on his shoulders, and I think he answered the call.
Did we hear Cameron Wake's name get called
today?
I don't remember.
I mean, Jeremy Parnell, tremendous job. Yeah. And Dominican Sue made a handful of plays.
For the most part.
Right. He didn't wreck the game plan, that's for sure. So kudos to the right side of the line as well for coming through against those guys.
Right. And they were steady. I mean, you have Yeldon. I think he ended up with 25 touches, maybe one or two more there before I think maybe cramp up at the end. But those guys were solid. It didn't look pretty. But they were battling, they were scrapping against one of the tougher D lines that they'll see this entire season next to Houston there. So you got to give those guys a pat on the back. Their confidence is boosted, I'm sure. And they end up closing the game out in great fashion.
Yeah, you make a good point because really the running game didn't open a ton of holes today. But T.J. Yeldon had some great individual efforts on a couple of runs or making guys miss, turning – you know, 2 yards into seven, turning negative two into positive two, those are big.
Those are always huge. I mean, the sideline, the coaches, they want to see that. They want to be able to say, you know what, this guy's ready, he's hungry, let's give him another shot. And then before you know it, you break that one big tackle and you're jetting down the field.
How much better does Jason Myers feel this week as well? Right? I mean, obviously, the game winner is great, but the 58-yarder, I think, had to set the whole tone for him for the rest of the way.
And I love Josh. I love Scobie, man. That's, you know, my former teammate. He's a great kicker still. But it shows you the tough decisions that Dave and Gus in the front office that they're making. And they found a kicker. You know, they've got a young guy who – you know, he has a big heart, and he's stuck in there, and he delivered when he needed to.
You hang around long enough, right, and good things can happen for you in this game. And quite often it's the Jags that have made some mental errors over the past year or two. But today, Olivier Vernon. What a – look, even if that's some Academy Award work by Clay Harbor, Fred.
No, but that's the biggest play in the game for the tight end position.
Yes,
right.
Clay Harbor, that's what – I mean, coaches teach you self-control. In that particular point, Olivier, he didn't demonstrate self-control. But on the flip side of that, you have Harbor, you know, he enticed him a little bit, and he was cool, and he maybe he does get an award for acting.
He may have been falling before he got touched.
He might get a vote for player
of
the game. Who knows? That's for sure.
Is it Vladdy D-flop?
D-flops.
D-flop.
We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. Jaguars win it 23-20 over the Dolphins. More Jaguars postgame after this on Jaguars Radio. This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. Jaguars win it 23-20 over the Miami Dolphins. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, proud of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. We're awaiting word with head coach Gus Bradley. We'll get to Jeff Loggeman coming up in just a moment. He'll also go inside the Jaguars locker room. A very deep team effort today. We were just talking about that, guys, with the backup guys coming in, having to start a lot of this game, playing, coming in late. Nick Marshall comes in to, you know, catch a punt on the last one of the last possessions there, when Green goes down with a thumb injury. Just in different situations, like you said, the coaching, having guys ready that can step in, and it's the next guy up.
It's the reason why you're in the league. I mean, obviously you're here to try and help a team and win ball games, but at the very end of the day, it's about opportunity. You know, you're out there and you're working hard, and sometimes you get frustrated because you don't have an opportunity to get out there and play. But in a situation as this, when injuries are, you know, high, I mean, the guys have to be ready.
Let's go inside the locker room. Jeff Loggeman with Aaron Colvin. Jeff.
All right, thank you, JP. Aaron, congratulations on a hard-fought game against the Miami Dolphins. Were able to pull it out defensively down the stretch and make the plays.
Yeah, man, that's what it came down to. It was a grind the whole game. Guys were tired, guys were banged up, but I'm just proud of my team, how we fought the whole way.
Yeah, and you guys specifically on defense, I think at one point you were cramping up and you had four backups in the secondary at one time, but you guys kept battling.
Yeah, man, I mean, the way we preach on this team is the next man's up. And, you know, guys that came in did a great job. And the guys that were hurt, you know, just tried to fight it out, and I think we did that.
And that's in this game you had a young kicker in Jason Myers that had a little bit of a struggle last week. And today, boy, did he come up big.
Man, I'm very proud of him, man. There's all the pressure that's been on him. And it's not easy for a kicker, period, and especially being a rookie. So for him to come in and hit those big kicks, man, I can't say enough about him.
What was this week of work like? Because, you know, I know you guys were so disappointed after the performance against the Carolina Panthers. I know offensively they were. But the week of practice, Gus talked about being highly competitive and getting the team refocused against the Dolphins. What did it take?
To be truthful, I feel like we go out there every day, even from camp and mini camp. I think that we work very hard every day. I don't think we're taking any days off. But this week, this felt kind of different. I think we felt that, you know, we have playmakers on this team. Regardless of our age, regardless of how much experience we got guys that can go out there and play with the best of them, man. You've seen it today. I mean, look at Allen Robinson, what he did. So Brent Grimes is a great corner, and I feel like the whole team just competed.
All right, well, go get you some IVs and fluid.
I appreciate you.
There's Jeff Loggeman with Aaron Colvin. We'll go back to Jeff coming up, and we're still hoping to get a word with head coach Gus Bradley. Yeah, that kind of sums up the day right there when there's all the backups in the game for the secondary. But Colvin, hey, one of those guys that's coming along now as a second-year player.
Right, and he said it first, you know, it's about next man up, and you have to be ready. And overall, you know, I thought they kept the Dolphins receivers contained. Although they hit a few plays here and there, different parts of the game, I think the big thing is they didn't allow any big plays.
Fred and Mike, the quarterback play today, Blake Bortles, 18 of 33, 273 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Numbers may not say what really happened in this game, though, because the drives at the end, you know, into the first half, the drive, into the second, you know, into the game, the drive. In those situations, at least so far in his career, he's stood out in those tense situations.
What stands out to me is even though the numbers don't look great, you know, it was mistake-free football. It wasn't an interception. It wasn't pick six. He didn't hurt the team.
Let's go to the locker room. Jeff Loggeman has Blake Bortles right now.
All right. Thank you, JP. Blake, congratulations. Certainly a big win for you and your football team.
Yeah, it was awesome. I thought everybody played good and had their moments, and it was a really good team victory.
Was this a game where you just couldn't wait to play?
Yeah. I think, you know, guys kind of had that taste in their feeling, especially after last week. You know, they couldn't wait for another opportunity, and they did a great job, and it was fun to be a part of tonight.
End of the game, two-minute drill. You guys get the ball on offense. What do you say in the huddle?
I mean, somebody's got to make a play. You know, we had some missed opportunities previously, and we needed somebody to step up and make a play, and guys did. They did a great job, played smart, and we were able to get down there and have Jason kick one.
Did you ever think that Clay Harbor would make the big play in that drive and just agitating Olivier Vernon?
Yeah. I mean, if you'd have told me who gets a personal foul, Olivier Vernon or Clay Harbor, Clay Harbor's not getting it. So it was good job by him to kind of keep his poise and stay calm.
Allen Robinson, I don't know what the stats are, but two touchdowns, you know, over 150 yards receiving. And what a statement game for him!
Yeah, I think it was awesome for him. You know, he's a big physical guy that can make a lot of plays, and I think you know, he was able to showcase that today and did a great job.
All right, thank you, Blake.
Thank you,
Jeff Loggeman with Blake Bortles in the Jaguars locker room. Follow the Jags to London this year. They'll take on the Buffalo Bills at Wembley Sunday, October 25th. Packages include once in a lifetime experiences and events you don't want to miss, including exclusive NFL only parties, VIP areas, flights, hotels, and more. Visit NFLonlocation.com or call 866-890-1799 to speak to a travel expert today. Jaguars win it 23-20. Let's go to the locker room now. Jason Myers with Jeff Loggeman.
All right, thank you, JP. Jason, congratulations getting a win and also having a game where you had the opportunity to bounce back from the week before.
Yeah, you know, I was, you know, excited to help the team out this week. You know, in my mind, I let the team down last week, so it was good to help out where I could.
When you lined up to kick that 58-yarder, which is the second longest in franchise history, what's going through your mind?
You know, people, non-specialists probably don't understand it, but I was just trying to hit it, get a good ball, a good hit on it, and, you know, so I was just trying to hit a nice smooth ball, but other people, obviously, you know, they think different.
And the game winner. Are you warming up on the sideline leading up to saying, hey, no, I know that this is going to come down to my kick?
Yeah, once they had to punt out of the end zone, I knew that You know, it was probably going to be come down to a kick, so I was getting ready for that.
You ready to give Carson Tinker and Brian Anger some credit here? I mean, part of the process.
Yeah, you know, they do a great job day in, day out, so, you know, they make my job easy.
All right, congratulations, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason Myers, the game-winning field goal today, yeah. And a 58-yarder. We love some Jason Myers around here.
The never excitable Jason Myers, right?
I was going to say the voice is so smooth.
He's smooth. He's calm. He's like, I'm not going to let any of y'all rattle me whatsoever, good or bad, because I'm going to hear it the next kick I miss.
Still awaiting the word with Gus Bradley. Jeff Flagerman is flagging down the head coach as we speak.
You know, we mentioned this earlier, JP and Fred, 7-3 now for the Jags. If they score 20 points under Gus Bradley, it's amazing what a little bit of offense can do for you.
No doubt. It's exciting. And the good thing is it was a fast start for the team. That's what you need.
Jeff Lagerman has the head coach, Gus Bradley. Jeff?
All right. Thank you, JP. Gus, congratulations. I would think that you're the most proud of the way that your team fought through a lot of moments in that game with injuries or cramping or whatever else, the adversity that they went through, and they just kept fighting.
It really was. You know, we met a lot about this past week, about in a heightened environment and games like this, there's going to be adversity and how you respond. And so many unbelievable examples of that. Our wide receiving group, the kickers, you know, both offense, defense, special teams, multiple examples. So very excited for our team for that.
Just got done talking to Blake Bortles, and he talked about how he couldn't wait to play this game after last week. I mean, that's the kind of competitors you want on a football team, isn't it?
Extremely competitive, but disciplined enough to really take the lessons learned and transfer them over to this game. And, you know, they did that, and that's a happy locker room in there.
At the end of that game, the secondary has a lot of backups. I think there was four backups in at one point, 4 out of 5. And you're sitting there saying, in the broadcast, I was saying this, hey, somebody up front has to make a play, and Jared Odrick comes up with back-to-back plays, a sack and a batted ball, huge plays.
Jared Odrick played a whale of a ball game. I mean, you know what? He's really grown here. You know, I think the last the challenges he's faced and to put it together and see him have some success. But the whole team was excited for him. But it was multiple players that made plays at critical times, offensively, defensively, and special teams. So, you know, credit to those guys.
And Allen Robinson, I knew the first ball that was coming his way, he was not going to drop, and he didn't stop. The guy had a monster game.
I know I shouldn't say proud, but there's one guy I'm really proud of, you know, for him to bounce back like he did. But he's such an extreme competitor. Those plays, some of those plays, jumping up in there, making those plays, that's what we saw in OTAs. That's what we saw in training camp. And for him to transfer it, put it on the game field, so excited.
All right, congratulations, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
Head coach Gus Bradley with Jeff Lagerman. Jaguars win at 23-20 over the Miami Dolphins. We'll return with the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions for Freddie T. 23-20, the Jags are 1-1. More Jaguars postgame in a moment on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame continues. Final score at Evan Field, 23-20. Jaguars over the Dolphins. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports on the most devices, with 24/7 sports coverage on all major networks. It's never been easier to enjoy the entertainment you love at home and on the go. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. It's time for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Freddie T. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Are you ready, Freddie?
How fast?
Real fast.
Of course I'm ready.
Fred Taylor fast.
I'm ready.
Number one, what do the Jags show by bouncing back after a tough week last week, now into week 2 of the win?
It's maturity. It's a team that is a little bit more experienced, and now the confidence is going to build that allows them to feel, you know, that they've made it somewhat. So I think maturity at this point.
Fred, number two, how important sometimes is showing confidence even when you haven't done anything yet? The confidence Blake showed in Allen Robinson, the confidence that Greg Olsen showed in Blake when he almost threw a pick at the end of the first half and let him continue to drive down the field.
Well, that's teamwork. You know, you want to depend on this guy, that guy depends on the other guy, and that's how you build a pretty good team. It's about being in the moment, being in the now. And I think after a week ago, through that adversity, those guys did what they needed to do and got the W.
Finally, number three, pretty simple question. How awesome was that today?
It was awesome.
Very.
There you have it. The Lightning Fast questions and answers for Fred Taylor as the Jaguars beat the Dolphins today 23-20. We'll take a timeout and come back with the highlights, including the Bud Light play of the game plenty left on Jaguars postgame. 23-20, the Jags improved to 1-1 with a win over the Dolphins. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Jaguars win at 23-20 over the Miami Dolphins in week two. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars postgame rolls along. It's time for the highlights from tonight's game. We'll also choose the Bud Light play of the game. We start off early. The Jaguars had not scored a first possession opening drive touchdown in eight games, but they drive 10 plays, 82 yards, and cap it off. Bortles to A-Rob set the tone early.
Yeldon, the running back. They're going to throw a little slant to the left side to A-Rob. That is caught for the touchdown. Touchdown pass from Bortles to Allen Robinson.
Set the tone, 7-0 after the extra point. Miami hit a 48-yard field goal after that. The Jags, Myers, had a field goal. It was 10-3, Jaguars. Franks for Miami hit another field goal from 41, made it a 10-6 ball game. Then the Jaguars back on offense, 9 plays, 91 yards. But the final 46 of those yards on a deep ball and a beautiful double move by Allen Robinson to get open.
Three receiver sets, shotgun, a blitz again. They send five. Blake has some time. Now throws it deep. Allen Robinson is wide open behind the secondary. Touchdown, Jacksonville! Bortles to Robinson for the score!
Perfect route, perfect execution. Jaguars led 17-6. But the Dolphins on the ensuing drive. They go down the field, 7 plays, 82 yards. It's Tannehill to Damian Williams from 10 yards out.
It's an empty backfield now, shotgun. On third down and 6 from the 10-yard line. Huge play here. Tannehill looks right. Looks right. Now he's going to scramble out to the left. Audrick chases him, but he's going to get it in there. He found his receiver near the goal line.
They ruled it a touchdown, 17-13 the score. Well, the Dolphins missed a field goal try from 42 yards. That set up the Jaguars, and they got a penalty to get them into field goal range with only a few seconds remaining in the half. Myers lines up from 58 yards away as the first half clock expires.
On the last play of the half for Jason Myers out of the hold of Brian Anger. Brian gets it down. Jason kicks it up. It is good! From 58 yards, he hit the crossbar. It went over. And Jason Myers ends the half with a 58-yard bomb.
And it was a bomb from 58, just over the crossbar, nearly hit the camera on the goalpost. And the Jags led 20-13 at halftime. But the Dolphins come out of the halftime locker room and drive down the field again. 8 plays, 80 yards, eating up over 4 minutes of clock. Jake Stoneburner in the end zone from 5 yards away from Tannehill.
4 receiver set for Ryan Tannehill. Dropping, looking into the end zone, fires. That is caught for the touchdown. Sample had the coverage, but he stuck it in there for the score. Touchdown, Miami.
And from that point, it was 20-20. The next, 9 possessions combined ended in punts for both teams. A defensive struggle in the second half. But finally, 1:48 left to play. An 18-yard reception from Lee. Hearns had a 19-yarder. A big penalty in there as well. Olivier Vernon with a late hit. The Jaguars set up for a 28-yard field goal to win it.
Brian Anger will hold it from the 18-yard line in the right hash. Here's Jason Myers, young Jason Myers. The snap and hold are good. Jason kicks it up. It is good. Jason Myers has drilled it. And Jacksonville has taken a lead 23-20 with 40 seconds left to play in the ballgame.
And then the Jaguars defense cramping, limping. Backups on the field. They come through with a turnover on downs to end the game. Final score 23-20. Jaguars a winner. How about the Bud Light play of the game? Let's give it to Bortles to A-Rob on a 46-yard touchdown. The double move. Open a 17-6 lead. That is your Bud Light play of the game, brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. By the way, there was fresh Bud Light at the stadium today.
Made yesterday, last night.
Yeah. Shipped here today, and I'm sure they're enjoying it still after the Jaguars
win.
over the Miami Dolphins. We'll come back in a moment. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey and Everbank Stats Check as well. Jaguars win at 23-20 over the Dolphins. This is Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
This portion of Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by GEICO, Farrah & Farrah, and by Everbank. Jaguars Postgame continues right now.
Jags win it over the Miami Dolphins in Week 2, 23-20 at Everbank Field. Jaguars Postgame rolls along. J.P. Shadrick along with Mike Dempsey. Proud of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor with us as always. Time for an Everbank Final Stats Check. Start off with the team stats today. The Jags outgained the Dolphins 396-386. 396. When's the last time that happened? That doesn't happen. That's a lot, right? I mean, for
that's
this,
a ton. I remember Fred and Maurice running for 335 or something
yeah,
one
that,
time.
You know, that was back in the day. That
I
was,
hear you. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Today, you know, it's let's live in the moment.
Almost 400
that's
yards.
Big. That's huge.
Of offense, yeah. 123 on the ground. They outrushed the Dolphins today, 123-42. But a lot of those runs stuffed in the middle of the line today. Just couldn't get a real regular running game going. Passing yards, 344 for Miami. Tannehill had a big day, 273 for the Jaguars. Third down today, Jaguars a 5 of 14 on third downs, and the Dolphins 5 for 15. And the Jags get it done. How about that? Nice win today, 23-20, the most important statistic. Some individual guys stood out, though, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And Blake Bortles, 273. Didn't get sacked today. A couple of touchdown passes for him on 33 attempts. He completed 18. Ryan Tannehill across the way, 359. Jags, for most of the game, didn't get pressure, as we talked about. But that fourth quarter, they turned it up, forced him into some mistakes. He also threw the two touchdowns today. T.J. Yeldon deserves a long hour in the cold tub. 25 carries for 70 yards today, and he also added three catches for 13 yards. But, boy, the aerial show put on by Allen Robinson. Six grabs, 155 yards, averaging over 25 yards a catch, Fred. He showed toughness on the short touchdown, right? He's getting hit as he catches that. He showed great moves, getting open on the bomb. He showed the ability to elevate and go over guys. He stretched out for that one, had to leave his feet. I mean, he put on a bit of a clinic today.
It was an amazing game for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big target, tall guy who catches the ball effortlessly. You wanted to see if you can target him a bit more and get him going.
Defensively for the Jags, Telvin Smith, another 9-tackle game for him, following up last week's effort as well. Paul Posluszny had 7 total tackles. Sergio Brown, he had that tip ball and kind of a flukish play. Went to Rishard Matthews to set up Miami very early in the football game, but he got his hands on that. He had the combined sack with Roy Miller when the Jags really got a push right up the middle when they brought the blitz, and nice job by him. We talked a little bit earlier on the break about Jared Odrick. Only 2 tackles, but batted ball, forced fumble, sack, and just got pressure
right
when it mattered most in this game.
And stats such as stuffing the run, and not getting the tackle, but doing your job, allowing other guys to come off and make those tackles, those go unnoticed. But those guys, we have a lot of those guys on the defensive front that they do their job, and everyone else gets the credit.
Here's the stat for you. Lamar Miller, 10 carries, 14 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Miami running game went nowhere fast today.
By the way, you pointed this out, Fred, in the break. One of the biggest stats of the day, no sacks allowed by this Jaguars offensive line. They pitched a shutout today. How about that?
You know what? Don't beat yourself. Turnovers and sacks, it increases the percentages for a loss. So when you eliminate those and you go out there and you just play hard and solid football, you give yourself an opportunity to win. And I know as a player, I've always said that if I go out there and fight and lose a game, it hurts. You don't ever want to lose. It hurts. But if you go out there and you're fighting as hard, and you make that one bonehead mistake, you let the ball hit the ground, or you throw a pick or whatever, get a penalty at the wrong time, those frustrate you. And I'd rather hurt than be frustrated. I mean, that's just me as a player, but.
There you have it. Final score, 23-20. We'll come back in a moment. Hey, we're going to pick a Safe Touch Security player of the game. This might not be too hard today.
I don't think so.
Well, we thought so last week, too.
I think it'd be unanimous this week.
Maybe. That's what we thought last week. But no, you were the odd man out.
You're a little wrench in there, but this week is solid.
We'll come back in a moment with a player of the game. Final score, 23-20. This is Jaguars Postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues from the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, 23-20. Jaguars improved to 1-1 with a win over the Miami Dolphins. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Time to pick a Safe Touch Security player of the game. Here's how it works, of course. Mike, you and I get a single vote, and Fred, you get a vote and a half, just in case there's a three different guys. But I got a feeling today that won't be the case. Who you got, Freddie?
15. A-Rod.
There he goes.
Okay.
I'm not going to – last week we overruled him. Remember that.
That's
we
right.
Both with Clemens versus Posluszny. I'm with you, Fred. AR-15, easy choice today.
Let's make it unanimous. Allen Robinson. That was an easy one. With a huge day today for the Jaguars, Robinson finished with 6 receptions, 155 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was targeted 12 times in the game, by the way, so 6 balls he didn't catch. That would have been – an even bigger day, but a big day for A-Rob. Second-year receiver gets it done, and so do the Jaguars today. He is the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game, and the Jags go on to a 23-20 win. By the way, the Jaguars are 1-1 for the first time, as we said, since the 2011 season. That's hard to believe, but that's just the way this thing has gone. To rebuild, all the changes since then, new ownership, first of all.
Yeah.
A new general manager, Mike Mularkey came in as the head coach. He was gone. Then the new GM with Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley come in, stripped the roster all the way down. That's what happens when all that happens in a franchise, Fred.
Right, and they came in and they said they want to build through the draft. And you have a lot of young players out there that are actually starting to show why they were selected. They're starting to make plays and gel and come together. And as a coach, your window is much shorter than the players, but Gus, he's steady going forward and believing in what he believe in, along with Caldwell, and it looks good. You can see the urgency out there, because before the game, a lot of us said that if they don't get this one, then you got to travel and play the Patriots next week, and then a week after you have the Colts. So it's tough, and that doesn't look necessarily good. But we want to celebrate the win today.
That's right. That's what it's about.
Right, so hats off to the team.
And truly, was there a point in the last 2 years when you looked at the injury report going into the game where they could be without that many key guys and still come away with a victory, and not even counting all the guys they lost throughout the course of the game? Pretty impressive in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, looking at it from a fan's perspective, it scares you, especially when you know the players and you know their capabilities and they're not out there. Then you go, wow. It saddens you, and it decreases the chance for – to win, but you can't worry about the guys that aren't out there as a player. You got to believe in the guys in the locker room that they're going to step up and make it happen, and that's what happened today.
We'll come back in a moment, take a look at the Baptist Health Injury Report. A lot of cramps today, it seemed like.
It was hot.
Well, Fred Taylor might have had one. No, you don't know.
You're pour some of the good that. Fresh blood Bud Light on my calf or something.
That'll keep you hydrated. Back in a moment with the injury report. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Hey, Jags fans, as you prepare for the week ahead, remember, if you incur any emergency flood damage at home or business, don't sit on the sideline. Turn to the team at the Jaguars Trust, ServPro of Jacksonville South and ServPro of Arlington. Their restoration technicians can handle any size disaster, independently owned and operated, and providing 24-hour emergency service. They understand every hour is critical for a business's revenue and productivity. Let ServPro of Jacksonville South and ServPro of Arlington restore your house and help make it feel like home again. Easy to say. Call them at 721-2230 like it never even happened. Jaguars postgame rolls along. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. Time for an injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. Denard Robinson, left knee injury, did not come back in the ball game. That'll be something to watch certainly this week. Devon House. It was called dehydration. At first it looked like maybe some kind of leg thing, but they called it dehydration. Didn't play most of the second half. Aaron Colvin was down with cramps a good bit. T.J. Yeldon was cramping up as the game went along. And Rashad Green, a thumb injury towards the very end today. Those are the most notable issues. But the cramps were the one that kind of stood out throughout the game. A very hot day.
Right.
In September. The hottest game of certainly of this – that will be the hottest game of this season, because when the Jags are back, it's a month away from now. So – the cramps are the big thing. But D-Rob, that's a concern with a knee.
Huge obviously. Concern. And you hate to see, you know, a guy who's worked so hard to make the transition from quarterback to NFL running back, which in my I know it's not easy to do. And he's made the transition. But to get out there and you work your butt off and then you're fighting for a spot and you have an opportunity to play and share some time with a young running back, see him go down, you know, for me, it saddens me. So hopefully it's nothing, you know, too serious in that he can bounce back in a few weeks or maybe even by miracle this week. I don't know the extent of it, but right. Hope he's back.
You hate when they go immediately into the locker room like he did. We haven't heard anything on that, but he gives you just a different dynamic. T.J. Yeldon's got that short area quickness, but we know Denard's got burst and he's got that long speed as well. If he gets a crease, they don't have enough of those guys. Fred, I thought, you know, having Marquise Lee, having that element back today,
right,
made a couple of plays. I didn't know if he was going to make as many plays as he did. You know, it wasn't like he had an Allen Robinson game, but I thought he made a couple of key plays in this game, and I don't know if they win the game without him on the field today.
Again, I think the coaching staff, man, just looking at them to put the ball in his hands the very first snap of the game, it shows that we've been waiting for this guy to get back, and we want to get the ball into our playmaker's hands. And even in the run game, I think he'll be an asset in throwing short passes and giving them an opportunity to make the run after catch, much like the crossing route where Blake stood in there and hit him on a nice little six cut right there, and he showed some explosiveness. Doesn't look like the hamstring is bothering, which is a good
sign
for
us. That was a big deal. No setbacks, it appeared, for him.
We'll take our final timeout on Jaguars postgame and preview next week's matchup. Guess what? The New England Patriots.
We shouldn't have to worry about too many cramps up there.
That's true.
It don't feel like Christmas.
There's a lot of things you got
to
worry about.
A lot of other things
there,
to worry about.
Other than cramps.
We'll come back in a moment. Preview next week. Jaguars win it 23-20 over the Dolphins. They're 1-1 for the first time since 2011. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're listening in Jacksonville, the scoreboard show is next. This should be interesting with the phone calls tonight. 1-800-355-NFL1, 1-800-355-6351. We'll get to calls coming up here in Jacksonville on our flagship station, 1010XL. I don't know if you know the final stats today for Tom Brady, guys, but here they are. 38 of 59 passing, 466 yards, 3 touchdowns. Tom Brady and the Patriots host the Jaguars next Sunday. What do you think, Fred?
Brady is amazing. Yeah, but it's something about Rex Ryan that Belichick and Rex, they try and crush Rex when they can't. But to talk about the Jags and Patriots game, I'm looking forward to it. I think the team, we're young, but I think we have an opportunity to go there and really show everybody what we're really made of. So they should be looking forward to this matchup.
Keep in mind, New England hasn't played great defense this year at all. Buffalo scored a ton of points today. Yep. Last week, Roethlisberger threw for 350, and D'Angelo Williams ran for 127. So the opportunity is there. This is not with Wilfork, with Revis, with some of those guys no longer a part of it. It's not the same Patriot defense that won the Super Bowl.
Right, it's not the same defense. And usually, just going back, the defense tend to struggle early in the year for the last couple years, as a matter of fact. So, again, if the offense goes out and plays a flawless game, no sacks, no turnovers, you know, and our defenses, they've been stout in the run game. Now you're taking away a certain element, and you have to force Brady, which what they want to do is pass. At least you know you have an opportunity to make some plays in the pass game because they are going to throw it. So they won't beat you on the run. So it's the pass game and that Gronkowski kid that you have to.
He's pretty good.
You have
I heard
to
of him.
He's very good.
I haven't seen him on TV in a while.
Today. He's got 4 touchdowns so far.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's pretty much a 2-3-man show. It's Brady, Edelman, and Gronkowski.
Edelman, 11 catches for the second week in a row. I mean,
right.
That's clearly those two guys with Brady, that's what makes them go.
It's not an easy cover. Nope. You just got to beat him up at the line or try to and just disrupt. I think that should be the theme this week. Let's just disrupt the timing and play ball on the back end.
Well, guess what? The Jags are 1-1 for the first time since the 2011 season, the first time they've been at 500 since then, which is gives some confidence to a younger-type team, I think the second-youngest starting lineup in the NFL. Guess what? Something's happened. You've gotten over the hump. You got the win. You're 1-1. You're going to New England. Why not go play well up there?
Stay aggressive.
Yep.
Stay aggressive. We're coming to play ball.
Well done as always, Fred. Good to see you, man. We'll
this
talk to you
Jags
next week.
Jags post-game show.
You want to read the out? I mean, you can read the card.
You can hang around for another hour, too.
You want to do some phone calls, you're welcome to stay, of course.
Call me.
Well done, Fred. We'll talk to you next week before the Jags and the Patriots.
Let's go, Jags.
Here we go. Phone calls coming up. If you're in Jacksonville on the flagship station 1010XL, the scoreboard show is next. 1-800-355-NFL1. 1-800-355-6351. Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards, manager of radio Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, Mike Dempsey, and everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Jags win it 23-20 over the Dolphins on the Jaguars Radio Network.